This is Ethan Krueger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm speaking to State Senator Dale Ryder. How are you today, Senator?
I'm great, Ethan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Now, currently, you know, we're not in session right now, and a lot of people have the impression that you guys just kind of go on vacation during this time. But what are you up to currently, Senator?
Well, I will be honest. I have had the opportunity to get away for a week. I'm an assistant cross-country coach at Mattoon High School, and myself and the other coaches took a big part of our team out to the Colorado Rockies for a team-building exercise. And that was awesome. And it was a great vacation, but it was busy, but it was great. Other than that, even this time when we're not in Springfield, particularly for those of us who cover such large districts in terms of geographic, I have 14 counties in my district, and we spend this time with constituent work and going to meetings and doing all the things that you have to do to interact with constituents and listen to their concerns, both in individual settings and group settings. I mean, as we're talking right now, I'm driving down to Fairfield. We do satellite office hours around the district, so I'm driving down there now. And that's really what the days are filled with. And I mean, 14 counties is a lot of area to cover, but it's a beautiful district, and, you know, I've got great constituents, but that's what we do, particularly in these larger districts when we're not in Springfield.
Now, speaking of constituents, a question that I always like to ask politicians whenever I talk to them is, what are you hearing from constituents right now? What are the issues that folks care about?
You know, the broad-based concerns have been largely the same concerns that they've been for years, Ethan, and that is the economy and our budget situation. Illinoisans want to see Springfield enact policies that allow the private sector economy to grow like you see in all of our surrounding states. I mean, our unemployment rate's higher than all of our surrounding states. It's a point and a half or so higher than the national average. That means a bigger percentage of people in Illinois are out of work, and government gets less tax revenue because those people aren't working and paying taxes. And then on the budget side, obviously, you know, everyone understands the kitchen table rule that you can't spend more than you take in, and Springfield seems oblivious to that. Now, there is concern about the gridlock that Springfield has experienced for the last year and a half, and will the November elections change that? And I guess what I try to do is remind people that the gridlock is a result of now finally having a real debate. I mean, for the 12 years that the Democrats ran the show, we weren't even talking about the big issues. They were just spending more money we could take in and driving the economy out of the tank. Now, we are having a debate on these issues. Now, is there gridlock from that, and has there been damage from that? Absolutely, and more than anyone liked to see. But there's a great debate going on in Springfield here, And this is the way it's manifesting itself for now, anyway.
Sure. Now, you mentioned one issue is jobs here in the state. What are some suggestions that you would possibly have that, you know, that Illinois could do from a legislation standpoint to kind of bring some of those jobs back and make Illinois more job friendly?
Well, the first and most prominent issue that I hear in my district, particularly up and down Route 1, you know, which is the corridor that runs along the Illinois-Indiana line, and that's workers' compensation costs. I mean, the workers' compensation insurance premiums in Illinois for the average Illinois employer are anywhere from 2 to 3 times higher than they are for the exact same employer in Indiana or Missouri. Well, that makes us wildly uncompetitive. I mean, why would anyone who is going to build a small manufacturing plant and they could locate it, you know, in Illinois or Missouri or Indiana, why would they come here? Well, there's reasons to come here, but if they're going to look at the workers' compensation category of plus and minuses, we get creamed in that because they're going to pay literally tens of thousands of dollars per year, more, maybe more, in insurance premiums in Illinois than they would if they were in either of those other two states. That's an easy fix. And then, you know what? That doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime, Ethan. So that should be something that we do and do right away.
All righty, Senator. Now, of course, we just heard some recent news, especially in the district. A couple weeks ago, we heard that the lamp plant in Mattoon would be closing down,
right,
which is, of course, terrible. So, you know, kind of on a you know, from your standpoint, of course, you know, there are municipal governments and whatnot to think about. But how do you think that, you know, other than, you know, just workers' compensation, what's a way to kind of attract new businesses to the district specifically?
Well, one way, and now this is actually happening now. I mean, remember, under the reins of Pat Quinn and before that, Rod Blagojevich, I mean, people who had money to invest, or people like the leaders at GE or these other big corporations who were looking to open new facilities somewhere in the Midwest and were seeking out, okay, what are the opportunities in Illinois as opposed to other states? They couldn't even get a meeting. They couldn't even get a meeting with the governors or even their senior staff. And the Rauner administration said during the campaign in 2014 that they were going to change that, and boy, they have. I mean, their senior staff, the governor himself, is traveling, talking to businesses, trying to lure them back. He's got that Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity now. He's changed it around. And those people now understand that they're not just in patronage jobs, that they are out there recruiting jobs and economic investment and therefore opportunity here to Illinois. That's been a dynamic, wonderful change, and it is paying off. Now, it's going to take a while because we've got to change, and we've got to change these other policies too, but that's a great thing for Illinois.
All righty, Senator. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a good trip down to Fairfield.
Hey, thank you, Ethan. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.